Books from the Inner Worlds. Kadavul Hindu Temple became the center of the monks' lives, and they began years of training in the devotional arts of Sanskrit chanting and puja. The gods were introduced to them by master, and they learned to make them the center of life, their support, and their friends. Slowly, methodically, master was, in a big way, bringing everything of the tradition to the West, every monastic ideal, every temple protocol, every yogic practice, planting them all in the fertile Hawaiian soil. Each day he drove, with one or two monks, the 5 miles to the post office, as in those early days there was no mail delivery to the rural areas. Taking the day's correspondence to a table at the Coco Palms Hotel, he would order a cup of coffee and, opening each letter, dictate his responses, which the monks would type up and mail later that day. On one such day, something remarkable happened. It had never happened before. It would last for months, and it would never happen again. Here is Master's description of that morning. Soon after we had placed the Nataraja deity, my inner eye, within the Agnya Chakra, was opened upon an array of great manuscripts, and the inner library of Lord Subramaniam was seen. Upon each wish and fancy, the librarian, a tall, fine, elegantly robed, bearded man, would pull forth from one shelf or another great volumes and with firm hands open and turn the pages to the proper place to be read. I read these volumes one after another to the monastics at Shivashram after this siddhi was obtained. They asked questions. The books were placed within the inner ether of my mind, the pages turned and read and enjoyed and understood. Thus, Shiva's great diamond dust-like darshan flooding out opened the inner door of our Lord Subramaniam's private library, which contains the records accrued since his arrival on this planet. Lord Subramaniam, the South Indian god, also known as Kartikeya, Murugan, Skanda, and Sanat Kumara, has always been near and dear to us. The venue of this remarkable clairvoyant happening was the garden restaurant of Coco Palms Hotel. As the librarian presented each volume and turned page after page, I dictated slowly to a sincere monastic scribe who patiently and accurately wrote down each word. These were the days when cigarette smoke billowed forth from elite hotel guests at neighboring tables, clouding the atmosphere and creating an ambiance in which the Akashic manuscripts could be clearly seen. The backdrop of Hawaiian music, the hubbub of people talking, and the lower vibration of worldly feelings, too, helped screen out the conscious mind to make this clairvoyant siddhi a working reality. On some days, reams of papers were turned and read. On other days, nothing was seen. Vigilantly, morning after morning, week after week, month after month, we sat waiting while enjoying fruit, yogurt, and coffee for my inner eye to open on the inner plane library. The restaurant was not in an ordinary location. Our table overlooked tropical ponds amid the island's largest coconut grove near the ocean on the east side of Kauai, the oldest and northernmost of the Hawaiian archipelago. Each day's writings, gleaned by my astral vision near the birthstone Heiau, where royalty were birthed in olden times, were penned in letter-sized spiral notebooks. Before noon, we returned with them, following the sacred Wailua River 4 miles inland to my ashram, now the site of Kadavul Hindu Temple. What he returned with each day was a new chapter of the Lemurian and Dravidian Shastras, which was read only by the monks for 24 years before Master felt the world was ready and released it under the title Lemurian Scrolls. It was a revelation, a divine transmission that unfolded the early history of mankind in remarkable detail, how we came to this earth 4 million years ago, the spiritual culture of early man, the mysteries of the Kundalini and the central sun, focusing on the nature of life within ancient cloistered Shaivite monasteries, how we lived in the ages now lost to human history. Much of what was revealed to Master answered a need for traditional principles to effectively guide and govern his monasteries, provide a traditional pattern of Hindu ascetic life, and catalyze his monks' spiritual unfoldment.